Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. I'm your host, A, and today we're tackling something that I think plagues almost all of us at some point, the fear of actually doing that thing we've been dreaming about. You know, that project, that trip, that thing that's been living rent-free in your head.
Hey, glad to be here. And you're so right. I'm Sarah, and I've definitely been there, staring down my own personal thing more times than I care to admit. I think we all have these aspirations, these little sparks of inspiration that just get stuck.
Exactly. And it's so frustrating. We envision the end result, the amazing YouTube video, the beautifully written book, the perfectly executed pottery, but we get paralyzed by the steps in between. What would you say is the biggest culprit behind this paralysis, Sarah?
I think it boils down to a few key factors. First, perfectionism. We imagine this flawless outcome and get so caught up in trying to achieve it from the very beginning that we never even start. Then there's fear of failure, the classic, what if I'm not good enough? And finally, sometimes it's just plain old overwhelm. The task seems so big and daunting that we don't know where to begin.
That resonates so much. The perfectionism piece is a killer. We compare ourselves to the highlight reels of others, forgetting that everyone starts somewhere. How do we break free from that cycle of comparison and unattainable standards?
One thing that's helped me is reframing the way I think about success. Instead of focusing on some distant, perfect endpoint, I try to celebrate the small wins along the way. Did I write one paragraph today? Awesome. Did I finally buy the camera I needed for my video? Huge win. It's about appreciating the process and the progress, not just the final product.
I love that. It's about shifting the focus from outcome to journey. What about the fear of failure? That's a tough one to shake.
Absolutely. And honestly, I don't think you ever completely eliminate it, but you can learn to manage it. One helpful technique is to ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? Usually, when you actually articulate it, the worst-case scenario isn't nearly as terrifying as the vague fear in your head. And then you can think about how you would handle that worst-case scenario if it did happen. That gives you a sense of control.
That's incredibly practical advice. It's about taking the power away from the fear by confronting it head-on. What about tackling that feeling of overwhelm? That's often what stops me in my tracks.
Break it down. That's the key. Take that massive thing and divide it into smaller, more manageable steps. If you want to start a podcast, don't think about creating 50 episodes right away. Focus on just one. Outline it, write a script, record it, edit it, one step at a time.
That makes it feel so much less intimidating. It's about making the task feel approachable. So, what would you say to someone listening right now who's got that thing swirling around in their head but hasn't taken the leap?
I'd say, just start. Seriously, don't overthink it. Don't wait for the perfect moment because it doesn't exist. Pick one small step you can take today and do it. Maybe it's researching something, buying a tool, or simply setting aside 15 minutes to work on your project. Just get the ball rolling. Momentum is a powerful thing.
That's powerful advice, Sarah. It's so easy to get caught up in the planning stages, but action is what truly matters. Start small, celebrate progress, and don't let perfectionism steal your joy. Thanks so much for your time and insight.
Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners, remember, you have something unique and valuable to offer the world. Don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back. Go out there and do that thing. Until next time, keep leveling up.